Weiter in Shas Rim Bava Basa da Pei Zion, pick it up in the middle of the page about a Mishnah. About a Mishnah. It's like the Heilige Mishnah. Hamachayan Visham Lechaveiro. Let's say you sell to me either wine or oil to your friend. I'm your friend. Okay. Now Rashbam says right away, Vahu Adin Leperos. It could also be produce, but rather only because affecting the safety, it's going to talk about the idea of tipa, of drops, so for it talks about the wine and oil. Vahuko Shahuzal. Let's say you say, I'm going to sell it to you for $100. And then it goes up in value to $150 or $50, and this is after we already decided how much it's going to be. We said $100. Then, if the price happened, the change of the price happened before the measure was filled up, in other words, we're filling it up here, and it didn't yet get to the state of fully full, then Lamocher, it's for the mocher. The mocher has the right to be able to pull out. Mishin Ismalis Amida, but if it's after already filled up, then the Lokech, it's up to the it's for the lokech. He gets to decide what's going to be. I mean, once he gets that state, the buyer automatically gets it for what they set up, and you can't go back out of it. Right? Anything happens after the fact is in the hands of the buyer. It's theirs already. Hi, v'im hayu sarsur b'neim of the zisars. There's a middleman there that he's the one doing the deal. The nishbra chavis, if the barrel breaks, nishbra l'sarsur, broke for him. Because the way it worked is that like the middle guy goes and takes it from A, he buys it from him, then he sells it to B. So it really belongs to the middleman that he loses out. V'chay v'hatif lo shalosh tipin. If, now, when we're going and we're selling liquids, you have to allow the drops to continue. Rashbam says, "La'acher ira shemen." After you pour the shemen, the oil into from one container to another, the shemen v'ayayin chayiv od hatif shalosh tipin min adavuk b'dafnei akli. You have to let three more drips fall in from that stuck to the side of the kli. Here, kino umitzis. Let's say if after three drops goes in, the seller then pulled it back and it started like. It happened that stuff started to gather at the bottom. As Bam says, it's asif, matzah Hashem and l'shule akli. It started to gather up a little bit of a puddle there. Shtickle. Harusha mocher. It belongs to the mocher. The seller gets hold on to that. As Bam says, mishum de lokech l'siayish. He was miyayish from getting that. Kedemim gemara and mabez. We're going to see in the gemara. V'hachen v'niyenu chayiv lahatav shalosh tipin. Achen v'niyenu. It's a storekeeper. He does not have to let the three drops drip out. Rashbam says, "V'chenavi tarid hu b'mechiraso lekach lois kikuhu hatif to ein lo panai." He has no time to wait till this drips and drips and drips. He has other people waiting there for business. And Yehuda Omer Yehuda says, "Erev Shabbos imcha sheicha pater." We will see what that means and to whom it applies. Right? Rashbam says, "Who are we talking about over here?" But Gemara and Amud Beis by Rabbi Yehuda Aheicha Koy. Who is he going on? Is he going on the chenavidi, storekeeper, or a regular seller on Erev Shabbos by Chashir? It's getting dark that he's potter. Says the Gemara, the first case of the Mishnah started off again, that Amochayan v'shem the chavero, and it goes up in value, goes down in value. If it didn't yet, then it depends on what happened. So now, ha mida, this, the measure in, that they're pouring the stuff, the wine or the oil into, deman, who does it belong to, right? So when you say that it's pouring into it. Whose is it? Elam, and we did the lokech. If you want to say it's a measuring cup that you're pouring it into, that it's the buyer's, and Achelon and Smiley's mida lemocher. And the Mishnah says that the price changes before the it gets filled up. Mida de lokeachi. Like, why are you saying, like, if it didn't yet fully fill up, then it belongs to the mocher? Hold on one second. We know that the measuring cup over here belongs to the lokech, to the buyer over here. All right, so therefore he gets everything that goes in as it gets measured up into his kli. V'yela mida de mocher must belong to the mocher, to the one who's the seller. Mishnah Mismali, it's mida de lokech. And how can the Mishnah say that after the measure is filled and it becomes the buyer's, mida de mocher, it still belongs, this measuring cup belongs to the seller, it doesn't automatically get it when the stuff goes into it. I'm going to rely on mida sarso. We're talking about it's the middleman's mida. Says Rashbam, Shesh, Ila Lashnaim, he lent it to both of them. Uka de Tanya Elba Bryce, son of Pehei, Vitamika the Precious. Vitanina Mastisan, Mai de Tanya Bryce, La Elda Arba. Midos, like four different types of midos. So that's what belongs to. I freaking well. What do you mean? Involvement to Katani save for the fact that it's in the say so for Imo your Sosa Benam. And if there was a middleman between them, Nishmael Chavis Ishmael Sosa, Machal de Risha Labasas is good. It must be talking about the first case was not talking about it. It says, come on, Risha Mida below Sirsur, Seifa Besarsur Atzmo. The Risha, the first one, is talking about the measuring cup of the middleman, but without the middleman there. And the Seifa is talking about the case where the middleman was there. Next part of the Mishnah we said here, Ki Yina. After three drops fill in, you know, he levels off the measuring cup, and then you have this residue that collects at the bottom of it. It belongs to the seller. Kisalik Rabbi Elazar. When Rabbi Elazar went from Babel to Eretz Yisroel, Ashkel is Ziri, he met Ziri Amalei. And he says to him, Mi kan Tana Dasnaya Rav Midos? Is there a Tana over here in Eretz Yisrael that Rav taught Midos, this Mishnah talking about the idea of Midos, says Rishbam, Klomer, Hoya Khan Beretz Yisrael, Tana Shona Mishnais, Abraisa, Shoshana Larebi, Midos, Masnisan, Bemari, Bedin, Midos. Anyone here that knows this stuff? Achvaye, Reb Yitzchak, Baravdi, yeah. So Ziri said to make go speak to Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Amar lei, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said to Rav Lozer, "By Kakashi, look like what's your question?" So Rav Lozer says, "The Tanan, listen, we have a Mishnah. Herkina meets this Harei Ushal Mocher. There you go, and you go after you pour the three drops and you lift up the cup and you know it starts to gather over there. That belongs to the seller. You have a little stuff over there. Peep, turn the page. Pesein Amud Beis. I have a Tanan, but we're into another Mishnah that if you pour wine or oil." Right, talking about truma from one barrel to another, then here kinu mitza razor truma, that stuff over there remains truma. And hold on, so that's truma. Then why, by the case of the seller who's doing it, that the seller gets to keep the stuff over there, but the case of truma, the stuff that stays back, it still retains, it goes to the coin, goes to truma. So Amalei said back, Ha Itmar Allah. Yeah, it was said about that Amar Ravo said, Mishum Yeush Bailim, because of Mishum Yeush Bailim Nagubats, because the owner was Miyayish of the stuff that falls out over there. Right? The buyer, he leaves over that stuff from these three drops, and he says, it's just Hefker. Because it doesn't want to wait till all the stuff. Imagine you take the oil thing, you turn it over, you have to wait till all of it drips out. All right, so the seller can go and keep it. But by truma, even the kohen who is going to get it would be miyayish. It still has a status of truma. You can't have a non-kohen go and eat it. And therefore, there's no reason for him to go and to keep it. Azai gezak di rashbam. Shalkech misyayish mafkir osom. Mitzoy bipay shetorech. It's just like it's a burden for him to go and wait actually yeast matzah until it comes out. All right. The next part of the Mishnah, the storekeeper doesn't have to let it drip out because he's busy. And the Rehuda says, well, on Arab Shabbos, when it's dark, he's going to be he's potter. Ibai lehu. Rabbi Yehuda, Reisha koyu lekula, is Rabbi Yehuda's statement talking about the Tanakama that the seller has to go and let three drips fall out, and therefore he's being makel in that din over here, that the Tanakama is saying that a seller has to go and let the three drips drop out. But Yehuda is saying when it comes to Erev Shabbos, he doesn't have to. Adoma Seifa Kari Luchomer, maybe he's going in the Seifa about the, that the storekeeper doesn't have to do it, and therefore it's being machmir. Meaning that the Tanakama would be saying that a storekeeper, Chenvini, never has to do, he's always potter, but Rabbi Yehuda is saying, no, it's only talking about Erev, like, Mechashech, Erev Shabbos. Tashemad, the Tanakama is going to say, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Erev Shabbos, Mechashech, Chenvini potter. Chenvini tarid, because he's tarid. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying over here, is talking about the Tanakama's second din, and is being actually machmir. The Tanakama is going to potter the storekeeper all the time, and Rabbi Yehuda is going to potter him only when it's Erev Shabbos, when it's getting dark already. Zok the next heilige Mishnah. Hasholeach es beno etzel chenvini. If someone goes and send his kid, we're talking about a katan over here, he sends him to a chenvini, to a storekeeper, and he wants him to go out and to buy some oil. Says Rashbam, that Toshech beno etzel chenvini, okay, let's get back into this first. You go and you send your kid to the storekeeper. You know, you send him to the store over there, And umadad lo be'iser shemen. And the storekeeper measures out for the kid a iser worth of shemen. It's a measurement. So he measures out from an iser of shemen. V'nasan lo se'iser. And the kid gives the iser. The Rashbam actually uses this lashon here. Shalech beno itzachem v'nei upunyon b'yado. Upunyon is two iser. So let's say it really with that. Shalech beno itzachem v'nei upunyon b'yado. He has two iser in his hand. Umadad lo b'iser shemen. And the storekeeper, what does he do? He measures out for the kid an iser of oil. V'nasan lo iser iser. And he gives him the other iser back, you know, the change. And then what happens? The kid starts going home. Shavar es atzluchis. It goes and it breaks. Rashbam says v'nishbach ha-shemen. And the shemen spoils out. The Ibn is Isser and he lost the Isser. It's a change that he gave him. Chenveni Chayev, the storekeeper is going to be Chayev, is Chayev Leshalem, says the Rashbam. He says, Chenveni Chayev Leshalem, had Sluchis, the flask, Vashemin, the oil, the Isser, and the Isser, the time of first, the Gemara is going to explain why that is. Rabbi Huda's Pater, Shal Menas Kain Shilcho, because of that is why he sent him. Rashbam says, Shal Menas Kain Shilcho Ha'av Leben Eitzo Chenveni, Shimser Chenveni Leben Ha'Isser V'Hashemen. Omodim Chacham Rabbi Huda, the Chacham will be masking to Rabbi Huda, Bisman Shal Slochus Biad Hatinok, when the flask was in the hands of the kid, and all he did was pour it into it, then he's going to be pater, he is off the hook. What does it mean off the hook? Says Rashbam, off the hook of the sluchis. It doesn't have to pay for the flask that it was in, but he does have to pay, chayiv is going to be chayiv to go into pay. Ooh, we get a lot to explain here. Says the Gemara. Bishlama. We're thinking right now that the flask that's brought in the Mishnah was brought to the store with the kid to fill up with the oil. That's what we are thinking now, as we're going to see. And because of that, the Gemara is going to go into a little bit of machlokas. Bishlama be'iser v'shemen b'ha'pligi. It makes sense in reference to the iser that let's say you brought $2 and ended up with $1. That's what we're talking about over here. The iser and the oil that they're arguing the Rabbanan Sarvi le'odui shadrei. That the Chachamim hold that he was being sent just to let him know that they need oil. It wasn't that he wanted the storekeeper to give it to him. He wanted him to send a shliach to bring it to him. Says Rashbam, lo dia lechen v'ni shetzarch l'shemen shadrei ha'av lebno kadei shiyishlach lo chen v'ni ma shiyishlach lo yidei shlucho. You know, I just want my kid to go and say, you know, sir, we need some oil. Papa needs oil, right? And then send a shliach b'keach or who discovered l'shadrei le biyad b'no shadrei. And then the storekeeper goes and decides to send it in his hand. Rabbi Huda says, Rabbi Huda discovered l'shadrei le l'shadrei. No, he's sending it to his kid there in order to actually pick it up himself. So therefore, he's going to be off the hook. So if it was that he's sending him there just to let him know that he should send it with a competent person, so then it's up to the chenveni, it's on his responsibility. But if it was actually the son to it, that means the father's taking responsibility for it, then the guy's off the hook. When it comes to the tzluchis, the actual flask, Aveda Midasi. When the father gave the kid this flask, that's his problem. Why did the Chum say that the storekeeper is going to be chayiv if it goes and he breaks? And the father gave it to him. Says Rashbam, the chimasa latino cheni odeya l'shamra hefker huzev ve'inu choshesh im yachzirenu b'no yado rekanis elish yishlach lo chenveni ma sheyishlach mishalo hein shemen hein iser biyad bikeach. When it comes to this flask, the father's, you know, the guys have to pay for it because the father sent it. It's avid midasi, right? So that's like a whole shtick over there. But when it comes to the money, so then it was just to let him know. So why did you give him that money back? You shouldn't have given the change over there. You gave him the oil, you gave him the change. So the oil and the change, you're going to be chayav for, but the flask, you're not going to be chayav for. So aveda midasi, then when the father gave it to him, so why is it that you have to go and you have to pay for it? Amar Rav Hoshaya says, Hacha bebala bayis mocher tzluchios askinan. This mission is talking about a father who is a flask salesman. He sells these stuff. Rashbam says, Hai shalech b'no mocher tzuchas hu. He wanted to like give him the opportunity to go ahead and to buy it if he wanted to. He was like, you know, showing off his goods over there. And we're talking about a case where the storekeeper took it from the kid and he wanted to check it out to maybe buy it. And this goes like Shmuel. We saw this way back in Nedarim. Ukedishmuel. What does he say? Damar Shmuel, not a kli mina umen amanas levako. If someone goes and takes a kli from a craftsman, he wants to check it out to see if he's going to buy it. Vinenas biyado, and something happens to him while he's holding it. Chayav says Rashbam. Go to nafal miyado v'nishpar. I felt from saying that it broke. And the din is he is chayav. He has to go now. He has to pay, and that's why he's going to be chayav for the flask. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.